This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Bruchim Abam. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Ksubos, Daf Nun Daled. Today, Amud Beis. Kalosa, we're starting five lines from the bottom, Nun Daled Amud Aleph. Kalosa Debei Bar El Yoshev. Have a Tava Ksubasa. The daughter-in-law of the house of Bar El Yoshev was Toivea her Ksuba. She wanted her Ksuba. Who did she want her Ksuba from? She wanted her Ksuba from the Yesaimim, meaning the husband died, and she wanted to collect her Ksuba from the husband's estate. Have a Kamimti Luhu Lebedina. So she brought them to the Bezdin, and she was Toivea the Ksuba. She said, "Give me my Ksuba. I want my Ksuba." So what did they do? Amri, the Yisaimim, said, "Zilalan milsa de titzli hachi." It is embarrassing for us that you should degrade yourself like this. Meaning you're dressed like us, you know, like a slovenly. We don't like what you're wearing. It's embarrassing for us, dear daughter-in-law. In other words, somebody's basically, she was married to a guy, and his sons inherited the estate, and she's being toivea, "Look, I want to be supported. I at least want my ksuba from the estate." So when she took them to Bezdin, they're like, "Lady, come on, you know, please come presentable. It's embarrassing for us to be dealing with you." So what did she do? Azla, she went, "Lavash. Lavisha tinhu ve'achsasinhu lekulei mana." So she donned and covered herself with all of her clothing, meaning she took out all her best clothing. She dressed herself up to the nines. The problem is, we just learned earlier from Rav that Rav says whatever clothing she has, she deducts on the ksuba. This was all the plot of the Yesoimim to get her to dress herself up so that they could deduct that from the ksuba that they owe her. Now the truth is, according to Rav, any clothing she has could be deducted, but she could have denied it. So this way, she comes prancing herself into the bezin, dressed up to the nines, and they say, "Oh, well, we don't know you the ksuba because you already have all this clothing." Asul kamei de Ravina, they came before Ravina. Amar luhu, Ravina said to him, "Hochasa kavasei de Rav, the halacha is like Rav, the Amar Amana, who says in Amana, shamin ma she'aleha." He said to them, the halacha is like Rav, who says in Amana, we evaluate whatever she's wearing. And therefore, the Yisraelim came up with a really good plan. A really good plan to get her to show that she has a lot of clothing. Hahu de Amar Luhu, Nadunya Levaras. Somebody said to them, basically, this is the will of someone who's about to die. He said, "Nadunya Levaras, please give a dowry to my daughter." Now, a dowry, there was like a set package of dowry. Like, there was like a standard dowry. Whatever that was. You know, a woman brings into the marriage a dining room table and a couch and a few items of furniture. He said, as he was dying, "A dowry for my daughter." Now, those items at the time would cost, let's say, $10,000. Zol Nadunya. The Nadunya went down. Now you could get the same items. See, at the time he said a dowry for my daughter, those items cost, say, $10,000. Then, after he died, they went down to $5,000. So the question is he saying, "Give my daughter those items, and if they're less expensive now, so then you only have to spend less money, you could spend less money on it"? Or is he saying, at the time that I obligated myself, it cost $10,000, give her $10,000 of items? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Idi Bar Avin, Rav Idi Bar Avin said, "Purna liyasmi," the profit, the uptick of the cost of these items, meaning the profit goes to the orphan, to the Yesoimim. Now the Yesoimim could get these same items for half price, so they benefit. In other words, at the time the father said, give a dowry to my daughter, it cost $10,000. Now, a month later, you could get the same items for $5,000. So who gets the benefit? Does she get still now $10,000 worth of items, or does she just get those items, even though the Yesoimim could pay for it for much less? So Purnali asked me, the benefit goes to the Yesoimim. Fine. Hahu de Amar Lahu. There was someone who said to them, Arba Meya Zuzi Min Chamra Labara. Somebody said, I want you to give 400 zuz of the wine to my daughter. Meaning, he said, from this wine, I want you to give 400 zuz worth to my daughter. So, I want you to give of this wine 400 ziz worth. Rashi says, Mashma oiso yayin meshubad lekach. That wine is meshubad for this. Aval hayayin atzma iloy amar litan. He didn't say give her this wine. He said give her 400 ziz from this wine. Iyakar chamra. Now the wine went up. So now whatever 400 ziz could have bought a month ago, you can only buy half of that now. Rav Yosef Rav Chali asked me, it went up for the Yesoimim. They're the ones who gain, and now 400 zuz is much less wine, so the woman will get for her dowry much less wine. Kreve de Rav Yochanan, the relatives of Rav Yochanan, Havaluhu Itas Abba, had a wife of their father, Dahava Kamitsa de Mazaini. She was eating up the estate. Now we had a story about the wife of someone in the family of Rabbi Yochanan, and she had a medical condition, and Rabbi Yochanan advised that you should find a doctor that's willing to charge a set fee. But now a woman, she was eating up the estate. She had very extravagant practices. So Asul Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. They came before Rabbi Yochanan. Amrul, who he said to them, Izilu Va'amrile La'avuchain. They came before Rabbi Yochanan. He said to them, go and say to your father Dinayachid La Ara Lamazaina, that he should designate a specific land for her mazainais. Meaning, basically, there was a woman in the family. She was just using up his assets. So Rabbi Yochanan said, I have a great idea. Tell the dying father that he should say in front of Edim that he's going to designate a certain land for her to use for her mezonos. And when you designate land for mezonos, that's all she gets. Asul kamei de Reish Lakish. They then came before Reish Lakish. And Reish Lakish said, if the language that he uses is that he's miyached ara, he doesn't send limizayna for feeding. So we don't take that to mean that all he's doing is giving her the land to be sustained from, but instead limizayna means in addition for you. In addition to you eating off my estate, you also are given this land to benefit from. Certainly that you're offering her more mezainos. You're saying not only, the husband is saying, not only could you eat off my estate, but I'm also designating land for you. Rashi explains that if you say karkazu limizaynoi secha, all that means is, if I don't give you a lot of food, if I give you a very confined amount of food, you could have this in addition. Because he doesn't mean only to be meshabed this karka, because all of his karka is already meshubed for mezaynus. So when you say that this land is designated limezonis. It means in addition to the mezonis I'm giving you. Okay. So Rish Lakish said, Koshiken Shariva Lamazinus. Amrulay, they said to Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan Lai Amrahachi. Rabbi Yochanan didn't say that. Rabbi Yochanan said that when you designate land, then all you're doing is giving her that land. So Rish Lakish basically said, I don't care what Rabbi Yochanan says. Is my name Rabbi Yochanan? My name is Rish Lakish. Amrulhu Zilu Havula. Go give it to her. V'ilay, and if not, Mafikna Luchu Rabbi Yochanan Me'onaychi. I will remove Rabbi Yochanan from your ears. Meaning, I'll put you in Chayram, and you won't be able to be telling me these halachas from Rabbi Yochanan. Meaning, I don't agree with Rabbi Yochanan. What do you mean? You're telling me what Rabbi Yochanan holds? If you don't listen to me, I'm going to put you in Chayram. Asu l'kameid Rabbi Yochanan. They came before Rabbi Yochanan. Amar lehu. He said to them, Ma e'esa, what should I do? Shekinegedi chalak alai. Someone who is of equal stature to me disagrees with me. Amar Rabbi Yavohu said, L'didi mifarshu le'mined Rabbi Yochanan. To me, it's explained from Rabbi Yochanan. L'didi mifarshu le, to me it was explained, mined Rabbi Yochanan, from Rabbi Yochanan. Meaning it sounds like Rabbi Yochanan retracted. Amar limezonis, if you say, I'm designated a land, limezonis riba limezonis. You're giving her the land in addition to the mezonis. Amar bimezonis, if you say, I'm designating land for the mezonis, not to, but in the mezonis, katzatz limezonis. Then, if you say, I'm designating land bimezonis, for the obligation of mezonis that you have upon me, it's mashma, that this is, I'm just paying you from here and nothing more. Limezonis is mashma, in excess to whatever mezonis I'm giving you. Bimezonis is for the mezonis. Hadrin alach na'ara. Now this is pretty amazing, because when we started Ksubis, we started last year, the week of Slichais. And at the time we pointed out the 13 prakim in Ksubis, keneged the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim, that we're going to be starting that week in Slichais. We also pointed out at the time that there's an anomaly, that there's a parak in Ksubis that begins with the word Af. The Medrash says anyone who starts with Af always has a bad ending. The Nachash's first word is Af. Haman's first word is Af. The baker who was killed, his first word was Af. Kairach's first word was Af. So how could the Rebbe Rav Shmelka say a parak in Ksubis begin with Af? So at the time we said from Rav Shmelka that the 13 prakim of Ksubis correspond to Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. The fifth midah being Hashem, Hashem, Kel, not Hashem, Hashem doesn't count according to Arizal. Rach, Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Rachum, V'chanon, Erech, Apayim, Af. That this perek corresponds to the midah of slow to anger. So this is the perek, this is what we're learning in preparation of Yom HaKippurim. This is the, can you imagine? Today's Amud is the Amud for Yom Kippur. So Ksubis started learning about the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim, and then in year two, the Amud for Yom Kippur is Apayim, is Hashem's patience with us. L'kavod Yom HaKippurim. Okay. Af al pi sha'amru besula goyva masam v'almana mana. Even though the rabbi said, besula collects 200 for her Ksuba, and almana collects 100, and Ratzel Hoysef, if he wants to add, afilo mea mana, even 100 mana, Yosef, he's allowed to add. Nesar mala, if she was widowed, inesgarsha, or she was divorced, bein min ha'erasin, whether it's from erasin, bein min ha'nesuin, or from nesuin, goyves ha'koyal, she collects everything. So irrespective if she became a widow or divorced from Erisin or Nasuin, she collects everything. Rabbi Elazar says, Min ha-Nasuin goyves hakal. From Nasuin, she collects. Now, when we say everything, that means the baseline, 100 or 200, plus anything added. Rabbi Elazar Yomer, Min ha-Nasuin goyves hakal. No, he disagrees. From Nasuin, she collects everything, meaning the baseline, ksuba, and whatever was added. Min ha-Erisin, from Erisin, Basula Goiva Masayim, a Basula collects 200, the Amana Mana, and Amana collects 100. But you don't get they added, why? Shaloi kasavla el amnas l'kainsa. He only wrote to her the added amount if he does nesuin, but he never offered it minha erisin. So we have a machlokes. The Tanakama holds that she gets everything even from erisin. However, Elazar ben Azari says you only get everything from nesuin. From erisin, you only get the baseline ksuba. Rabbi Yehuda, Imer Yehuda says, im ratza kaisev libesula shtar shalmasayim. Now Rabbi Yehuda has a chap. What if, until now, the Mishnah is saying you could add to the ksuba? Could you give less than the requisite amount? Yeah, you could make the following arrangement. You write her a ksuba, and she writes a receipt that you paid half of it, even though you didn't. What she's doing is she's being meichel half, let's say. And that would allow you not to have to pay the whole ksuba. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, we had this quoted earlier. We had this quoted on Daf Nun Aleph, Amun Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda says, Imratza, if he wants, koisev lebesula shtar shel masayim. If he wants, you could write for a besula that he's giving 200 zuz. V'hi koiseves hiskabalti mimcha maneh. And she writes, I received from you a maneh. And then he only has to give her a maneh. Ula almana maneh. Or an almana, you write, you're giving her a maneh. V'hi koiseves, and she writes, hiskabalti mimcha chamishim zuz. I receive 50. Rameir says he can't do that. If anybody doesn't give the full amount, Rameir Omer kol ha-poiches lebesula mimasem la-mana mimana, anyone who gives less to a besula from 200 than 200 and from amana amana, harezu be'ilaznos. This is a relation of promiscuity. In other words, you cannot give less than 200 to a besula and 100 to an amana. Says Gemara, what does the Mishnah mean if you want to add money for a woman's ksuba, you could. Why not? Why would I think not? Well, you can't give your wife a present? Pshita, isn't it obvious you could add to the ksuba? Says Gemara, Mahu detema, I would have thought, kitsusa of the rabbanon. The rabbis made a set amount not to embarrass someone who can't pay that amount. You know, if somebody, they made a set amount because what's going to happen if people start adding, then maybe the people can't afford the additions are going to be embarrassed, so they made takana ksubas, like takana weddings. They made takana ksubas. Can't give more. That's what I would have thought. So it's a chiddush. No, we don't legislate. We don't ordain that you can only give X amount. But I would have thought that the rabbanan made a set amount not to be mevayish someone who doesn't have. Okay. So the Mishnah says if you want to add, the Mishnah doesn't say if you want to write. It says imratza lahayis if you want to add chulu etc. Ratza lichtoiv la loikatani. It doesn't say if you want to write to her. Ela ratza lahayis if you want to add. That implies that whatever you're adding has a status of ksuba, because it's considered an addition to the ksuba. So it's like the ksuba. It's not that you give her a ksuba and then a gift on the side. Whatever you add to the ksuba has the status of the ksuba. Masayile l'rav ibay. Amar Rav Yanai, the Amar Rav Ibai, Amar Rav Yanai, Tanai Kesuba Kesuba Dami. The stipulation that you add to the Ksuba is like the Ksuba. Nafkamina, the Nafkamina is L'maycheres, if a woman sells her Ksuba, U'lamaycheles, or is Maychel the Ksuba, that we know that if you sell the Ksuba, or you're Maychel the Ksuba, it's machal or sold. So what is she selling or is Michael? Is she only Michael or sells the 100 or the 200 or even the addition? The answer is even the addition. When she sells or is Michael the ksuba, she's Michael the addition or sells the addition as well, because that's part of the ksuba. Or another nafkamin is lemayredes, a woman who rebels. The halacha is, if a woman rebels against her husband, she doesn't want to live with him, she doesn't want to have relations with him, she loses a portion of the ksuba, and we keep on taking away more and more and more and more, does she only lose the baseline ksuba or even the additional added part of the ksuba? Everything. That's all part of the ksuba. Or ulefay gemes. That's like this. If a woman says, you know, Let's say a guy says, I paid you your ksuba. So if she denies and says, no, you didn't, he's going to have to give her the ksuba. But what if she says, yeah, you only paid me a dollar. So now she's a ma'id b'miksas. So she has to swear. So what if he says, I paid you, and she said, no, you only paid me the added part. Is that considered a partial admission? Or maybe it's not. She didn't admit to the ksuba. She admitted to a gift. No, it's all part of the ksuba. Or litoivas. The rabbi said that a woman whose husband dies, if she comes to court and says, I want the ksuba, she cannot eat off his estate. Because, I mean, she's finished with him. She forgot about him. She wants to collect the ksuba. Well, what if she's toivea, the toisefes? That's also considered like being toivea the ksuba. Or ula iveres aldas, someone who violates the halacha. The halacha is yulada, a woman who doesn't keep the mitzvahs. The halacha is yulada, divorce her without a ksuba. Does she just lose the baseline ksuba, or does she lose the toisefes as well? She loses the toisefes as well. We'll see other nafgaminas, Bezos Hashem, next week. I guess next week, Yom Kippur is when? Monday? I guess we're gonna have to do Matzah Yom Kippur and Tuesday night. We'll have to figure it out. I guess so. And when's the Sukkos? Sukkos is Friday night, right? So then we'll have to do Monday, Tuesday. So Yom Kippur, when they sell the Aliyahs, make sure you prepare Daf Nun Hey Amin Aleph. Okay? Okay, Hatzlacha Rabba. Rabbi Isai, thank you very much. I appreciate everybody who joins us. We're doing Ksubas now over a year. So, kol hakavod to everyone. Shkoyach. Agot yar, gemen shiyar, gemach
sima taiva. Do you have a question?
Sure.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.